This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
First a pandemic, then a war, and soaring inflation. Now, does Europe risk another recession? Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Inflation in the U.S. and Europe is at multi-decade highs now, and today the European Central Bank will be out with its latest rate decision in just a couple of hours. Although inflation in the Eurozone countries it sets policy for reached a record annual high of 7.5% last month, economists are not expecting interest rates to rise today. Normally, central banks would be deploying tools like higher interest rates to fight sharp price increases, but they've been reticent to take too much action here out of concern high inflation levels are temporary and will subside when more oil, for example, is added to the market or supply chain problems from the pandemic work themselves out. Carsten Breske is chief economist for ING in Germany. He explains why we're not expecting a rate increase today.
These extremely high inflation rates in Europe are really driven by energy prices, commodity prices, supply chain friction, still some price markups after the end of the pandemic restrictions. So very little the ECB can do. And on top of that, we have high economic uncertainty on the back of the war in Ukraine. And I think the ECB really doesn't want to start hiking interest rates right now, running the risk that it actually could choke off the economic recovery.
Yesterday, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said she's more concerned about the possibility of a recession here in Europe than back home on our own turf. What are your thoughts on that?
I would never dare disagreeing with Mrs. Yellen, and I think she is fully right. The war in Ukraine is horrible for the Ukrainian people, but has also negative economic implications for Europe. And I think in the short run, we are really looking into something which we call stagflation. So high inflation rates and a stagnating economy and possibly even an economy in recession.
And that's what makes this harder too then, because higher interest rates, they're designed to slow the economy down.
That is the whole thing. So the European Central Bank, if it wanted to bring down inflation rates, they would have to slow down demand in the economy so much that actually it would probably increase the likelihood of a recession. And then they would very likely find out it didn't help bringing down inflation, but that we have a recession in Europe and still extremely high inflation rates.
Not an easy decision to make. Carsten Breske at ING in Germany. Thanks so much for breaking this down for us.
You're welcome.
Well, that policy decision we're expecting from the ECB later today is keeping a lid on European stock moves today. Checking the numbers now, London's FTSE 100 is little changed, while benchmarks in Paris, Frankfurt, and Madrid are up in the 0.1% to 0.4% range. Stocks across Asia, meanwhile, ended their session up in the 0.6% to 1.2% range. Meanwhile, the euro is up 0.2%, though still hovering near a one-month low amid concerns about the war in Ukraine. Trade between Mexico and the U.S. was worth some $660 billion last year. And for that bilateral relationship to work, trucks generally pass smoothly across the border. They are subject to normal checks and balances, though. Some are cursory. Others, though, might involve the use of infrared technology to identify illegal trafficking of people and contraband. But a recent move from Texas Governor Greg Abbott to impose state-level inspection on top of federal checks on every truck traveling north has caused outrage and resulted in long lines of trucks trying to make their way across the border. The BBC's Will Grant has more on that story.
Many of the trucks are bringing in perishable goods, from avocados and limes to strawberries and tomatoes, which are fast rotting in the high temperatures of northern Mexico. The drivers themselves are often unable to leave their cabs.
We got here early to get in line to get through and make our export deliveries. We're waiting for the trooper from Texas State Police. But even though we got here early, well, we've not moved at all. I don't think we'll be crossing today.
Of course, the United States, through to the governor of Texas, blame us for drugs and undocumented immigrants. But that's nothing to do with what we're delivering, like lights, tires, suspensions, tractor trucks. So it has nothing to do with what they say.
Tempers have been inflamed on both sides of the border. The US Customs and Border Protection Agency issued a statement pointing out that wait times at the Laredo, Colombia International Bridge had risen from an average of around 26 minutes to a peak of 300 minutes and that commercial traffic had dropped by more than 60%. The White House described the checks as unnecessary and redundant, which were impacting the livelihoods of hard-working American families. Nevertheless, Governor Abbott continues to insist the inspections are necessary to prevent undocumented immigrants from traveling north.
President Biden must assert the national security priority that comes with being the commander-in-chief of the United States. Until then, Texas will use its own strategies to secure the border and continue to negotiate with Mexico to seek solutions.
He cited the Biden administration's recent decision to lift Title 42, a public health measure which gave border agents special powers to immediately return undocumented migrants across the border. He's also been transporting detained migrants to Washington, D.C. in buses. Biden refuses to see the mess he's made at the border, he wrote on his Twitter account, so Texas is bringing the border to him. This is far from the first time that trade and immigration policies have been linked. President Trump explicitly joined the two issues during the negotiation of the new North American Free Trade Agreement, USMCA.
You know, one of the things that I'm excited about is you're going to be helping us at the border. You're going to be working together with us on agriculture. You're going to be working in many different ways, and we're going to be working with you in many different ways. It's a very comprehensive agreement.
It seems Mr. Abbott, a Trump ally, is keen to continue the practice. Meanwhile, the Mexican government has announced a plan for a fresh check of its own before the bridge between Laredo and Colombia, which some expect might be a way to defuse the dispute. I'm the BBC's Will Grant for Marketplace.
Finally, you know when you go to the beach, you often find sand in the crevices of your bag for weeks afterwards? Well, apparently that happens to moonwalking astronauts, too. But unlike our beach sand, that moon dust has value. Tiny particles were found in the seams of a bag used on the 1969 Apollo mission to collect samples from the moon's surface. A minuscule quantity, then, from that first ever lunar expedition has now sold at an auction in New York for $500,000. One small step for man, one giant leap then for man's wallet, or something like that. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.